Hi, so I'm here with Lindsay, the head brewer at Horse and Dragon Brewing out of Fort Collins, Colorado, a great brewery. So Lindsay, did you start as a home brewer?
I did start out as a home brewer.
So when did you transition into professional brewing?
Professionally about 7 years ago.
Okay. So what was the biggest change you saw in going from home brewing to professional brewing?
It's so much easier to clean everything up on a facility where I can just hose everything down and have drains. But cleanliness is always the big deal, and it's the way that you're going to move forward and make great beer.
So what is one thing in the process maybe that you thought mattered on a homebrew scale but didn't actually matter when you went to a professional brewing scale?
That's a really hard question that I might have to think about. It didn't matter homebrewing but mattered professionally, or vice versa?
Or something that you thought mattered but didn't actually matter.
Mostly bottle conditioning. You can force carbonate beers and it's so much easier and faster and almost better.
Very nice. What is the biggest change in your process, or the biggest part of your process that you think lends to a quality beer?
For me, it's recirc time and proper sparging temperatures. I think in a homebrew side, it's really hard to keep that really consistent, and I think that's where that big division comes in homebrewing to professional brewing.
And one last question, what do you think is the biggest mistake in brewing today?
I don't like being negative.
What do you think is the biggest thing people could change if they wanted to?
I think that people should just keep trying to experiment and stay true to whatever you believe. If you believe that you're going to stay true to specific styles, or you're going to go out and be crazy and break all the rules, but do, you know, commit to whatever you're doing, regardless of what it is.
It sounds like be passionate.
Be passionate, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.